K-E-A-W-U-O.
You're connected to CMN Network.
Good evening. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Delta responding. Well, I think it's good morning now. But yeah, it is night for me. I just happened to push it till after midnight. But how are you doing today?
Oh man, I must be sleeping a lot longer than I'd like to get ready for bed then. I'm just brushing my teeth over here before calling it quits. How's your day been so far?
It's been pretty good. I really can't complain. Got a lot of work done at work. Got a lot of extracurricular activities done. I sort of started designing an antenna mast, which I'm kind of happy with its progress, and so it's I'm pretty optimistic right now.
Glad to hear that. It sounds like you had a pretty productive day today. What type of antenna are you working on building?
Well, it's the idea will be is that it's mainly I'm focusing on the mast portion of it, and I want the mast to be able to support really any kind of antenna except for maybe like a dipole, because there's, you know, it's just one mast, and a dipole kind of needs at least two points of somewhere for it to anchor to or hang from, but the mast is going to be something that has like a little bit of a base that you can drive over with your car, and that will act as like the ballast and the weight to keep it from tipping over, and then I'm going to use some telescoping poles to interface with that plate that you drive over. And there'll be like a little receiver hitch type thing on that for the mast to plug into. And so it should really just kind of be a mast with a boot. And then that can telescope. I calculated it should go about 29 feet in the air, which is not super high, but for what it's doing and for how robust I want it to be, it'll do just fine. So yeah, it should be an interesting project. I look forward to seeing it done. But I have plans to put microwave dishes on it, a little camera potentially, maybe some VHF, UHF antennas. So I'm going to host a few things.
Oh wow, so it sounds like you're building the actual tower part of the antenna. That's a really interesting concept, having the vehicle being used as a weight to keep the antenna balanced. And 29 feet? That's not that bad in my opinion. Is this more for like a portable system that you're working on?
Yeah, that's correct. It's something that I can use, or Macomb County's ARPSC group can use to establish like a command post type of scenario, where if we have to say we're working a parade or something, and we want an elevated antenna that we can use to act either as a repeater or maybe just a mobile station at that location. Then we can plug in Starlink to the microwave dish, and we'll have like a little router out there, and we could use like landline type phones coming off of the Ethernet switch, and data connections for laptops, and then we can connect that to another station, maybe a mile up the road or so, and connect to the same network, kind of what the microwave dishes are doing, and plug in a computer over there and a landline phone over at the next location. And so the idea would be to kind of be able to daisy chain these things all the way up and down, like Gratiot, for instance. So yeah, I don't know. Kind of a fun project. A little ambitious, but not out of our reach.
Sounds like a very fun system to work on. I know that Macomb's club does do a lot of these great things, like you mentioned. And I was wondering who's the one doing the Woodward Dream Cruise that's coming up these next couple weekends. It just sounds like such a fun event to be a part of, too, especially on the ham radio side as well. I just came back from a church camp trip, and the specific location where we were, there weren't too many repeaters around, just one or two in Harrison.
Okay, K-E-A-W-U-O. Oakland County is technically the one running the Woodward Dream Cruise, and that is next weekend. They're doing the Berkeley Parade and Woodward Dream Cruise. The Berkeley Parade is on Friday, not this Friday, but next. And the Dream Cruise is Saturday, and again, not this Saturday, but next. They have asked Macomb to help them out. So we will be out there. I'll be out there. I sort of wanted to have all this ready for the Dream Cruise, but I don't think I'm going to have it ready in time, but we're close. So hopefully by next year. You had a trip out to Harrison. I'm wondering if that's, I'm thinking that's north, near a little north of Clare, probably near like Arnold Lake, Long Lake, Cranberry Lake. I have a cabin up there, so that's interesting. What event was that, and do I have the location right?
The location was close. We are actually located right next to Houghton Lake, and we were there with a church family camp. So that was really fun. However, to my unfortunate, to my disappointment, there weren't any DMR repeaters at all in that area, at least according to the MI5 website and the local repeater book listings. But I was still able to hit a couple towers in Harrison, and again, this is by Houghton Lake. That's the area we were. There was a couple GMRS repeaters there, but you needed a pretty decent antenna and antenna height to be able to reach them based on the terrain. There was one at Houghton Lake that I was able to hit, too. Not a lot of repeaters up there, surprisingly, despite it being a recreation area.
Okay, well, very cool. Yeah, my my cabin is in Harrison, and we're not on Arnold Lake, but we're not far from there. And then Houghton Lake is about 20 minutes north of my cabin, so you're not too far, and that's a really nice area. It's really cool, and you're absolutely right. It is a very busy-ish kind of recreational area. It's sort of small towns, small cities. Houghton is pretty big, but, for being that far north. But that's cool. That's really neat. What was the event? Just like a church outreach type thing, a big picnic, or that would be fun. Do you guys use radios with your church? I actually heard you talking about it a while ago, and heard you talking to someone else about it, and then I knew you were going to be gone for a while, and then I heard you when you came back, but I'm usually working, so I can't really get out of, I can listen to the repeaters, but I can't always get in, so I've been curious about your activities, and now I'm even more curious because you're near my cabin, and I need to make it up there. I miss the cabin.
Yes, thank you for asking. That first event that I was at with the church community was a volunteering thing we were doing, a Christian kids camp, and that would be located in Otisville, about 30 minutes north of Davison. This time, it was more for recreation. Every single year, around this time in August, my church likes to go all up there next to Houghton Lake and rent out a campground for a couple days, mostly during the weekend and a couple days during the week. And everybody from the church goes up there for all the wonderful recreation activities they have, group games, activities, lake time, tubing, and most importantly, the off-road activities. Almost everybody has a off-road vehicle of some sort, too. I myself have a mini bike, a Coleman one, and that's what I was using this entire weekend, too. A very fun time to just sit back, relax, not necessarily have to go minister or do outreaches, but to enjoy the local church community. And I really appreciate our church for doing that. They did have some radio use there, too, but it was mostly families trying to keep tabs with their children. And it was all on the FRS frequency, too.
Okay, well, very cool. Yeah, that's the one great thing about churches is they do a great job of getting everybody together and, putting on a big event like that and, orchestrating that. And, you end up outreaching and kind of collaborating. And you know what they say about church is it's not the building, it's the people. And so that's pretty cool that you guys were able to all get together and have a lot of fun, and everybody was able to probably play around with a little bit of their own hobbies, their own fun. Sounds like you got a I lost the word, but it's not a motorcycle, but it's like a little dirt bike, little dune buggy type thing. That sounds like it would be fun. That just sounds like a really good time to meet up. And, when you have that many people together, everybody kind of shares some responsibilities. And so it's usually not too terribly taxing on any one person. And that can really be a lot of fun. And so that's cool. That's great. I'm glad to hear that you're doing things like that. And it's good to hear that things like that are still going on. So, but and then family radio is still fun. That's still radio. It's a shame that there's no real good repeaters up there. I honestly don't know. I haven't been up there in a while. And so I'm kind of out of the loop on repeaters. I thought there might be some GMRS. I'm going to do a quick break here. But yeah, I thought there might be some GMRS or ham repeaters or something. But that area is kind of scarce and, lightly populated and scattered around all over the place. So you've probably got a couple, but they're probably a little less advertised, and you might have to know the community to some degree to get into it. But have you ever checked out the MyArk website? That one might be a good one for you to check out, because if you're looking at Central Michigan and repeater book, you might be missing the MyArk page, which is a real good resource. That's where all the repeaters are supposed to be coordinated out of, so that might be a good resource for you. So pretty much anyone with a repeater is supposed to check in with those guys and send them their information about their repeater. So worth checking out anyway. KEAWUO.
I've heard about that website, but I've never actually looked into it. I guess that's something I'll have to do in the morning when I wake up and have some extra time at work tomorrow. So yeah, thank you. MyArk, got it. That's the website. And the Houghton Lake area, oh my goodness, it is super fun. I really enjoy the state off-road trails there too. absolutely wonderful with the mini bike. And it's a cheap one that you can just get at Harbor Freight Tools, or even, I believe I got mine from the local tractor supply company. And as for the repeaters, the GMRS ones that I was able to kerchunk off of, they were completely dead the whole time. No activity whatsoever. But there were two Harrison-based repeaters that I could hit quite well from this campground. And those two seemed to be the most active ones in the area. However, they were not linked to anything. But I was talking to some local hams in the area on that repeater, and they mentioned that they were working on getting it linked up with some type of internet connectivity. I believe with the Northern Michigan network that they have going on over there too. So a work in progress on their end over there, but those two from Harrison were the most active repeaters in the area, and they both happen to be run by the same call sign. That's pretty cool.
Okay, well, yeah, that sounds really cool. And I finally remembered what the acronym was for my ARC. It's Michigan Area Repeater Council. And I remembered it when you mentioned the northern one, because there's a Northern Michigan Area Repeater Council type thing. I don't know if that's exactly what it's called, but you're on the right track of what you were suggesting there. And so, yeah, I would definitely check both of those out, but that's good to hear that there is some repeaters up there. And, you know, it's cool that they're linked. You know, it's cool when they're linked, but ultimately, you know, to go to an area like Harrison and for there just to be a repeater there for you to use is awesome, because then you and your buddies, as you're off-roading and, you know, riding around on your mini bikes and all that, you could still, like, if you had other people that had GMRS licenses or ham licenses, you could still kind of collaborate that way, and that makes radio all the more fun. We went up to Mackinac, and we were able to use the repeater up there, and that was really cool. Now, that one is linked, but we didn't really use it like it was linked. We just, you know, all of the people that were up there that were in Mackinac all used the repeater, and we were able to talk to each other and coordinate our days. And so that was really cool. But, well, very good. Well, I just got home from work, so I worked a late night. But I'll hand it over to you, but I'll probably wrap it up here soon.
I was just going to suggest the same thing, actually. I'm all in bed, ready to go. So as soon as I put this radio down, I'll be out until morning time. So, yeah. Thank goodness for repeaters. It's super fun to work on, too. And thank you so much for giving me that MyARC website. I really appreciate it. Well, this is Chris from Royal Oak. KSAGSD. Godspeed, dude. I'll be hanging up the radio for this evening, and I'm glad you made it to your destination safely. KSAGSD, I'll be clear after your vinyl.
All right. Well, it was a pleasure talking with you. The name here is John. I hope to talk to you again, and keep doing the good deeds. It sounds like you're surrounded by good people, and I love to hear that. So, all right, KEAWUO. I'll be clear.
Connected to CMN Network.
Go get a look at, which does kind of check all the boxes. And you're going to say, where the hell did he come up with that? But I'm going to go look at that Chrysler, what the hell's the name of the van? Can't think of the name of it.
Like a transit van?
Good morning, Jerry. Wow, long time. No, the, God darn it, it's a minivan. It starts with a P, I think. I'm completely brain farting. Jerry, how are you this morning?
You're connected to CMN Network.
Jerry might have just put his call out on TJ's machine. When he didn't get nothing back, he probably just disappeared.
Okay, well, we'll leave some room in there after transmissions and see. My in-laws had one of those vans and had some trouble with it. And, you know, every experience is unique. I'm not saying that everybody has issues with them. But then went to, I think it's the Honda Odyssey is their minivan, and they love that thing. They've had very good experiences with it and put quite a few miles on it. So if you're remotely willing to go not domestic, there might be something to look at there.
I've heard that by more than a few people, but my kids had the Chrysler I'm speaking of, and God, I can't, this is driving me up the wall, but I can't think of it. And I was just shopping one yesterday and all that, they had one, and I really liked it, and they had no problems with it. So I had a Chrysler minivan some many years ago, not the one I'm referring to. The one I'm referring to, it started off as more of a crossover, and it's evolved kind of into a minivan in recent years. It was dropped for a year or so, and then they brought it back. I don't know. And it's interesting. If you go to Chrysler, the only two vehicles Chrysler even sells anymore are two vans.
It is
Pacifica,
I believe. And this will be my final. I'll listen out. I'm about to turn into the driveway here. So, yeah, that is, I believe, what it is, a Pacifica. So I will be back in the car in a few hours. I got to go to the other side of town. So when I'm in the car, I'll call out and see if anybody's around. This is KERUH, and I will be clear on your final, Sean.
All right, yeah, somebody else jumped in with you and said Pacifica at the same exact time. So, yeah, that's it. I don't know why I couldn't think of that. But I like the one the kids had really well. And then some goofball ran into them on the freeway and wrecked it. So now they've got something else. I can't remember what it is. I think it's a, I don't know if it's a Honda or, so it's not a van, though. Kind of a SUV kind of crossover thingy. But, all right, catch you later. We'll be listening for you. Who jumped in there with Anthony with the Pacifica?
W8RCY, good morning.
Good morning, Donald. Yeah, that's it. And, well, I'll tell you, I like minivans. I really do. I think they're quite possibly one of the most convenient vehicles. And that Pacifica I really like a lot. I've heard a lot of great things about the Honda Odyssey, like Anthony mentioned, but I would, it would be my first ever non-domestic. And I don't necessarily know if I'm ready for that.
As a former Honda employee, all I can say is drive an Odyssey. You might like it. I had one as a company vehicle for a few months, and I mean, yeah, I've had Accords, but I always liked sitting in things like SUVs, and CRVs back in the day were too small for me and were sitting up way high. And the Passport, oh, God, I can't remember what the foreign thing was. It wasn't built by Honda. It was built by somebody else and badged as a Honda. I can't remember exactly what it was. But that Odyssey van is very versatile. You can do a lot of seat changes with it. take all the seats out and just, you know, load sheets of plywood or something like that in it, or drywall, that kind of stuff. I don't remember the towing capacity, though, but it was a great vehicle. And that was back just before I retired. I had one of those. It was a nice vehicle to drive.
Yeah, I've heard good things about them, and it's not about test driving it and see if I like it. That's not it at all. It's whether I'm just psychologically ready to, you know, move into a non-domestic. I have been thinking about it. I test drove that little Santa Cruz, first ever non-domestic I ever even test drove, which is, you know, step beyond just curiosity. And so I guess I'm warming to the idea, and I'm not going to debate it, you know, about, you know, oh, you know, the such and such is, you know, more, you know, more domestic made than the such and such, and this, that, or the other, and I'm not going to debate it. I care where World Headquarters is located. That's what I care about, because that's what helps Uncle Sam, not there's a plant in BFE, Ohio, which helps your Uncle Buck.
Well, a lot of Honda's manufacturing and suppliers and things like that are right there in Buckeye State, so, you know, you'd fit right in with that.
Well, that's what I just said, you know. Buying a Honda with all their domestic production facilities helps your Uncle Buck. But domestic, which with their world headquarters stationed right here in Metro Detroit and in the USA, you know, those help Uncle Sam. So there's a difference. I get it. You know, you could argue and split hairs over, well, you know, they build the Hondas here, and, you know, the Harleys are, you know, just as much, you know, they got Showa forks and blah, blah, blah. You know, yeah, I've heard it all, but you know, what matters to me is where is world corporate headquarters? And that particularly is poignant here, where we have world headquarters for Chrysler, General Motors, and Ford. And, you know, so I don't see any world headquarters for anybody else here.
Leaving a little space there. No, I agree with you, but I mean, in my time with Honda, I learned a lot, and it changed my mind on a lot of things about certain foreign vehicles. Not all of them. I still have issues with Hyundai, the Santa Fe people, but I've been with Mazda. Mazda supplied vehicles to our safety team when I first started with CART, and we had like Mazda CX-7s and CX-9s up until CART folded, and those were really nice all-wheel drive utility vehicles. I would say they're slightly larger than an Escape, and the medical and safety teams were able to load up a lot of room in the back, but still have room for, you know, four people in the vehicle on track. So my memories aren't all that great of it, but I remember how great of a utility vehicle it was. And we're also talking 15 years ago, maybe, 2008. I'd be more than 15, close to 20 years. And those vehicles are still around, and they're still quite popular. Mazda CX-7s and CX-9s, they were called back then.
Yeah, Mazda's an interesting case because aren't they in cahoots with Ford now? And so, I mean, you could make the argument that Chrysler is Stellantis, so, you know, isn't that a European company? I don't know, but, you know, so, but their headquarters is still in Auburn Hills, but, so, I don't know how that all works, but I know where I live. A lot of people depend on, you know, engineering and corporate, General Motors, to a lesser degree, Ford, Chrysler. So, but, yeah, I don't know. My wife, she's really anti, she doesn't like non-domestic. And, but she, for some reason, she said a Subaru is okay. And I go, okay, why is that? That's, talk about irrational.
Well, Subarus are World Rally Champion vehicles, you know. I can't remember the model number, but the WRX series. And my final years with Honda, I know of several Honda mechanics that actually drove Subarus. So I don't know what the thing was, but, you know, I know at the Honda of Troy dealer out there in the Troy Motor Mall, I go in there and there was like two or three employees. And then across the street at the Honda dealership, or excuse me, the Acura dealership on the other side, there was, I know of at least one that were driving those. And the company didn't say anything. You know, you drive what you want, but just park it way, way in the back. And, but, you know, they hyped them up really, really well. Subarus, WRX, they were like a rally car.
Yep, hers. So, I'm here at the Starbucks, so if I... Ice Orange Cream Matcha? The heck is that? Come on, move. Let me order my coffee. Okie dokie. My drink is ordered. Tim, are you back? Did you get everything all hooked up? I haven't heard the network announcement.
Yes, sir. We're all hooked up there and just monitoring the conversation. Morning, Donald. Wonder if you guys remember the Subaru Brat. The Brat, I think, had seats in the back. Go ahead, Don.
I remember the name or, you know, the vehicle, but I don't have a picture of it in my brain off the top of my head without cheating and looking at the Internet.
Wasn't that like a little mini pickup truck, like a ute? I call them utes because there's an Australian, like, little mini El Camino. They called it a ute. But wasn't that kind of that affair?
Yeah, correct. It was a roadworthy, inflatable pickup truck. But in the bed, it was tiny, but small. In the bed, it had two rearward facing seats with handlebars on them, and I guess it wasn't a very much of a commercial success at all. But I do remember that because in high school I had my family had a Subaru four-wheel drive, the regular, that's where I learned how to drive a stick. So, anyways, over to you, Don.
Yeah, I have some vivid remembrance now when you said the two rearward-facing seats that you would strap yourself into and hold on for dear life. But very, very, very short bed. But, those are my memories of it. I never really followed Subaru all that much. I think there's only one, maybe two decent Subaru dealerships, one down here on Woodward and 8 and 9 Mile, and then there was one out near Orchard Lake on Maple Road just before you get to M5, and that would be, I believe that is Orchard Lake. It's not too far from, it was called Dwyer & Sons Subaru, and it's not too far from my significant other's workplace. But she gets to work from home, so she doesn't get out there much. Actually, no, she was out there yesterday, first Wednesday of the month, so. She was out in those neighborhoods yesterday, so. Sean?
Yep, Subaru. You know, that's the other thing, too. You mentioned only two dealers. I've looked at. I was talking to a guy at work. He's a pilot. Was in the Air Force, and those guys love Volvos. They're just they're all over them Volvos. And he said, you know, they've had, you know, his and hers Volvo, because they were both in the Air Force, and they've had his and her Volvos for years, but they recently just switched to something else, and they said the biggest reason is it's just getting impossible. The Volvo dealer near them closed, and now if they got to get anything done, there's no local place that really knows Volvo all that well, and they got to drive all the way to the Troy Motor Mall, and they're up on the Upper East Side, you know. So, you know, that's something to consider if you're getting something. You know, I got that little Ford Escape, and it checks so many boxes for me. And one of them is, you know, if I got to get the brakes done on that, I can go anywhere, literally anywhere. I could do them in my backyard because every parts place, you know, around me has got all the parts for those cars. You know, and they're cheap, they're readily available, there ain't going to be any shortage on them anytime soon because there's just so many of those cars sold. So maintaining those cars, you know, long term is going to be a lot cheaper and easier than a lot of other cars. And so that's something else to consider when you're looking at vehicles. Now that, you know, that's not necessarily a domestic thing. You know, that could be, the same could be said for Honda Civics, right? Or whatever their big one is, the Accord, whatever it is, whatever their, you know, their car that they've sold, you know, a billion of everywhere. Tim?
That may have been the Honda Accord. I think the Accord was kind of popular. All this car talk's got me thinking of back in the late 70s, we also, the family had a Volkswagen diesel Rabbit, and that was interesting. We had that for a couple of years, I remember, and it's, you know, when diesel was cheap, but now it's not. And both of those vehicles I learned how to drive a stick on, and if you're careful, you can even shift without a clutch. I learned how to do that as well. Don?
Speaking of the Troy Motor Mall, if you're out car shopping, that's pretty much the place to go. When I was in that area a lot, between the Honda and the Acura dealerships, I mean, you walk through there or drive through there, you can walk from dealership to dealership up one side of Maple Lawn and down the other and come across every car make humanly possible. And if you knew how to talk to the right people, there was a Bugatti sitting back there. I think it was a Bugatti. I don't know. Yeah, Veyron? Bugatti Veyron. In storage back there that you can get a look at. And, you know, they always had one there. You know, million-dollar car, multi-million-dollar car, but there was always one in there because of the parent company, I think it's the Fisher family, that oversaw the entire Troy Motor Mall, and they have some of these exotics back there in the garage areas where the Hummers used to be off of the Crooks Road side, not the Maple Road side, but there was like a mini warehouse there, and they had like storage, temperature-controlled storage facilities for some of these crazy exotics like Lamborghinis, Bugattis, and stuff like that. That was crazy to go walking through that a couple of times.
All right, I'm trying to get parked here. I got to do some finagling because somebody, I usually pull through the parking spots, but somebody parked in the one that's behind my normal parking spot, so I got to back in. But, well, the car stuff continues. I should probably just keep what I got. I keep telling myself that. What am I doing? But, man, I just wish I would have acted a little earlier. I wish I would have done this last year and, you know, got myself exactly the exact Escape I wanted in the last model year. That would cover me for the next 3 to 5 years, and I'd be perfectly fine. But, oh, well, I didn't. I've had them checking lots everywhere. I'm going to call my dealer I bought from, and I'm going to see what he can come up with. I'm going to tell him what I'm looking for and say, did he find one anywhere that you can do a trade for or you can have hauled in or something or whatever? You know, but I just waited too long. And what's on the lot? There's a lot of them on the lots, but not what I want. So, oh, well. All right, I'm here in my parking spot. I'm going to get inside, and I'll get back on the radio when I get settled in. W8FU, Tim.
All right, Sean, have a good one. And today is our dog and pony show over there with your boss, so hopefully those guys do well. I'll drop out right now, too. November 8, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Donald, I'll listen out. Go ahead.
Yep, it's physical therapy Thursday, and then I have a, I was going to go get a haircut, but I got a meeting with the office about some things in regards to my wall repair and things like that. So they wanted to meet with me this morning, and so I got to do that. Other than that, though, yeah, I got to get up and get going. Everybody have a great day. Tim, good hearing you out there. Stay out of trouble. I know you do. But, all right, this is W8RCY. We'll be listening throughout the day as well.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
AEAWUO.
K-E-A-R-U-H. On Berkeley, John.
Well, good morning, Anthony, and good morning, Tim. I will answer Tim real quick, and then we'll send it over to Anthony. But, Tim, I got an email this morning from Mike Vanderveer that basically says that we will not be needed at the Berkeley Parade. So for those of us that may have signed up for there, we can stand down. Sounds like the sentiment was that there was quite a presence of public safety personnel that will be there from all kinds of neighboring jurisdictions, and that they will be just using them. So they're saying they won't need us. I can forward you the email. I'll do that now. Over to Anthony, K-E-A-R-U-H.
What's going on, John? Just want to make sure I'm coming in okay. I'm on my way back from the Novi area getting into the Warren Repeater.
Morning again, Anthony, N-A-W-R-O. I do show you on the Warren, a little crackly, but perfectly readable. And, okay, John, that's good. Is that for Macomb or for Oakland as well, as far as standing down?
That was for all ARPSC, so that would be Oakland as well. So the Woodward Dream Cruise will continue. We will be participating in that. But I did forward you the email, and basically he says, we received news by emergency management that Berkeley does not feel the need for ARPSC to be involved in a Friday night parade of cars. While I'm disappointed with this decision, you know, and he carries on, but I'll let you read it, you know, off air, but yeah, it sounds like they will have personnel to cover that particular event. It is a smaller, I thought it was a good little practice run for all the moving parts, but you know, that's the decision, so we'll honor it.
Well, that's unfortunate. I know a lot of you guys are looking forward to that. Over to you, Tim.
Yeah, I got the email, John. Thanks, and I'll modify our sign-up sheet accordingly. That's too bad, but it is what it is, so of course. And, Anthony, I think you saw I got a confirmation email that I did get your mugshot, and Dave will be working on your ID, and we'll get that to you, of course. So, all righty. Well, that takes care of Friday night for a few of the guys, but we still got Saturday, so that'll be good. Over to you, John.
Yeah, for sure. I just put it in the Discord on the one channel, but we might want to post it a little bit more publicly just in case people haven't checked their email and they're, you know, I saw some traction about door magnets that they wanted to have before the event this weekend and or next weekend rather. But so just kind of let people know. I didn't do it because I wanted, you know, one of you guys to be able to do it, but yeah, it's a little bit of a bummer, but what are you gonna do, you know? So, I think that's all I've got. We've got, I think Dave and Mike have a pretty big day today. I'm heading into work, and then I actually forgot those things I printed out, so I have to go get them, and then I'm going to drive down to meet them. And Anthony, I will probably try to get with you today or tomorrow to grab those batteries, and I greatly appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem. Just shoot me a text around. We can try to link up, or if you're heading to my side of town, just let me know. We'll get something figured out over the next few days. I'm not overly concerned about it. I got them in my car, so if you catch me while I'm out, I'd be happy to try to meet with you somewhere. But no big deal. Over to you, Tim.
And speaking of stuff that originated from Anthony, I do have one of your sidecars for my new Cisco. Got it through John. I just want to say it's in good shape. Must have been very close to new old stock or something. But, yeah, this one is really nice. I forget that's the model number. It's not the 565 or whatever it is. It's the latest and greatest one. But really enjoying the phone, John. It's working well. And it looks like I think Sean finally got that light situation with the fixed. He must be monitoring right now. NAWRO, over to you, John.
All righty. I left a little gap in there for Sean if he wanted to pop in and say hi, but apparently he's too busy for us this morning. But yeah, I saw his comments over there in Discord, and didn't seem like it was getting a lot of traction, but I think he said he put in a service or a help desk ticket, and I think that's a more formal request for assistance, and so he's probably getting, feedback from Hoyt from there. You should be on their Hoyt Discord now, I think, Tim, because I think you got that invite link. I don't know if you joined, but Anthony's awesome providing all the crazy good deals on used stuff that is like gold. That was the Cisco CP8861 3PCC MPP-K9 phone, and I think is a beast. It looks great, but I had to check out Anthony's picture on the website. Looks great. You take much better pictures than I do, Anthony, so I'm gonna have to find your photographer and hire them. Over to Anthony, KEAWUO.
That's funny. Yeah, a quick and dirty photo. I realized I had told Tim in the morning that I would get it done. And I said, oh, I'll get it done this morning. And then it was like 5:30, 6 o'clock, and I went, oh my goodness, I haven't done this yet. And I handed my phone to my wife and threw a collared shirt on and said, hurry up, take my picture, and sent it over. So I'm glad it worked out. And, it was the right profile and all that stuff. So over to you, Ben, KE8RUH.
Connected to CMN Network.
Yes, sir, that worked out fine. I was going to comment. It did come out quite well. I'll have to take lessons from your XYL on how to do proper photos. Hey, that reminds me, John, it looks like Jeff might be coming to the next in-person meeting, so that'll be nice because I can grab a photo of him. And then I think all we have left is Dakota and one of the other guys. I think it was NAKJV, but he was going to get me his. So, but hey, we're close to the photo thing being complete, so I'm happy about that. Over to you.
Okay, well, cool. Very good. Yeah, it'd be great to see him there. I had the phone I gave you in my car for a month or more that I had in there for him, so I'll have to stick another one in the car, and I'll have to order a wall wart, and then I think he'll have everything he needs to swap out his phone for something with a couple more contact slots so that he can have more than just the four on that front screen there, because I don't think he had the room for a sidecar, and so I think that's where this other phone shines is, you know, you can have 10 contacts on the front screen, technically 9 because you have the single line, but yeah, and then he can provision from the website and if he wants and get all the contacts that way, but so thanks for the reminder. Luckily, I have a little bit of time. I'll have to order the wall wart, and then I'll have that ready to go. And then we can collaborate on the Skywarn hotline. That's what we should call it. Like, well, cool. Yeah, and I like the collared shirt for the picture. I took a picture of me in a regular T-shirt, and it just pales in comparison to a nice formal picture like that. So I think I'm going to retake mine, and I might even do it today. I always did my own picture, but it seems like you can tell, and I don't want I don't want to be able to tell that I took my own selfie. But, so what else is new with Anthony? You got any new quick buys coming?
I'm still getting in. I'm getting further and further away from the repeater. Just let me know, and then I'll comment.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. You know, I got all those AGX batteries that I posted. I have a bunch of XPR 7550 batteries and chargers. So once I get through all those batteries and charge them up and make sure they're good, I'll probably throw them out there if anybody wants them. You know, I feel bad because I feel like I'm just posting stuff to sell it, but also I feel like I'm posting it cheap enough that if somebody needs it, it's not like a burden and I'm trying to get everybody hooked up. So I got to take this call, though, guys. I will sign off from here because I'm getting further away from the repeater. K-8-R-U-H, I'll talk to you guys soon.
Copy your last, Anthony. N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, no, I like that. It's nice to have that service. It helps, you know, the guys for surplus, affordable equipment. I think that's a plus. I'm sure you agree, John.
Yes, sir, wholeheartedly. I don't think when it comes to high-quality Motorola stuff, except for when it comes to me, that stuff should be free. Are you sure? There is a price of entry. But if anyone wants to give me free Motorola stuff, I'll hop in their van. But I'm probably getting a little scratchy here, too. I'm just getting into work. I'm going to get inside and grab those papers, and then I'll be heading downtown.
When you say downtown, where's downtown, John?
Mount Clemens.
Copy that.
Hey, John, just to confirm, you're dropping it off, or are you attending the presentation as well?
Under advice of counsel, I'm going to exercise my Fifth Amendment right. I don't know. It's tentative. It's not up to me, you know. I did put a little presentation together that they were kicking around having the microwave stuff shown, but we'll let them decide.
Understood. To be determined. TBD. Well, I wish you guys luck. This could be a crucial one for us. NAWRO, I will be clear, but listening.
Kilo Bravo 8 with Tango Alpha Portable.
KB8, I didn't catch the rest of your call there. This is WACPM. Go ahead.
WACPM, Kilo Bravo 8 Whiskey Tango Alpha.
KB8 WTA, this is W8 Charlie Papa Michael, WACPM. Your signal's coming through pretty good. I'm going through the KB8 ZUZ repeater. Over.
Yeah, I had some challenges getting in. I guess it was last one. But I guess conditions changed. Anyway, the name here is Daniel. And I just wanted to make sure it was working. And it looks like we got a pretty sunny day today. Good day to play radio. Maybe I'll pull up the antenna and play some HF or something back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Copy that. This is my first summer as a ham operator, so I'm kind of getting the feel for the how the foliage kind of affects the RF and all that. In my area, it's not. I can tell it that it holds it down a little bit, but not too bad. I'm right up by Saginaw Bay. Well, right now, I'm mobile, kind of driving south a little bit. And speaking of antennas, yeah, I got an antenna that I got to rent this little outfit where I can get way up at the top of my 40-foot antenna, get the old TV stuff off of there, and I got a 4.5-foot diamond, 2 meter, 70 centimeter I'm going to put up there. Maybe tomorrow, see how that goes. That's going to be fun. Back to you.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you come across anybody that needs a mobile antenna, I have one for free. Actually, I have two of them. They are identical. I don't need three because I already have one on my vehicle. And I've noticed there's a lot of new hams coming into the hobby, so they're going to be needing some freebies there, Roger.
Local club or anything like that, I guess you'd probably find one or two of them situations pretty quick. Is it a mag mount or what type of attachment style is it? Over.
No, it's not mag mount at all. I would have to go in stores to tell you exactly what the model is, but I know two of them are identical. Actually, I have a 10-meter antenna, mobile antenna I can give away as well. It just makes sense to have it self-fitting. And you got these newbies coming in.
Copy that. Well, that's pretty nice of you. I'm sure that that'll work out pretty good for somebody. Get them started in one direction anyways, but, well, I just reached my destination, so I'll have to end the QSO, but nice talking to you. My name's Kurt, by the way. I'm out of Akron Fairgrove area. And I'm going to KB8ZUZ. This is W8CPM. 73 is to you, Daniel. Have a good day, sir. Clear.
Okay, thanks for the chat. We will talk on HF one day. We're on this one before. KB8WPA portable clear. 73. Enjoy and stay cool.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network.
WDAKLO.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
KEAWUO.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KEAWUO.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
KB8ZUZ, this is W8CPM. Mobile.
WD8KLO.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
W8BD is mobile.
Connected to CMN Network.
Delta 8, Sierra Fox, Zulu, monitoring.
KEAWUO.
N-A-W-R-O, got you there, John. I'll start with DCing MI-1 for now, and then we can join and do a test. I don't see any reason why we can't just join early.
Yeah, especially considering, you know, the nuance or hiccups we had last week. We can test the signal or, you know, the connections, make sure FBI is working the way we expect and the Mecca is due. But knock on wood, I don't expect any problems this time.
You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.
WAVD Mobile.
You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network.